But right now, going back to the hotline, Barton Simmons, national writer with CBSSports.com, plus he's director of scouting for 24/7 Sports. Barton, here we are a quarter of the way through the college football season. A lot of highs, a lot of lows. What has really intrigued you most so far through these first 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's kind of funny to think we're already that far along. But, yeah, I think, honestly, it kind of sounds counterintuitive, but the thing that kind of has interested me the most is the SEC East and just sort of what it is behind Georgia. We know Georgia's number one in that division, but I'm just kind of fascinated with how the rest of the division is going to shake out. And frankly, this weekend will go a long way in determining that and revealing that, because you got Florida and Tennessee playing. Are any of these teams, you know, worth anything? Are they even decent? We don't even really know. We'll find out this weekend when they play each other. We'll get a good look at those teams. I think Kentucky playing a really good Mississippi State team. I think we know Mississippi State's good, but is a Kentucky win over Florida actually a resume builder or not? I think we find out if they can keep it competitive against Mississippi State this weekend. Is Missouri legit? And then we've got, you know, Vanderbilt playing South Carolina this weekend. We get a revealing test between those two. So I just think there's such a fine line between all these SEC East teams, 2 through 7, and I'm just very interested to see how things start to shake out and what identities begin to emerge in that division.
Look, I know it's early, and I threw this out yesterday, and it wasn't like Vanderbilt was playing out of their minds on Saturday. They were not playing anywhere near their capabilities. They made mistakes. They left a lot of points on the board, yet here they were, still in the position to win that ball game with a minute to go, a touchdown away. Didn't even need the extra point. Touchdown away from beating Notre Dame, the number 8 team in the country. I was talking about this on the show yesterday. Vanderbilt has never had a 10-win season in the history of their program. Now, and here's the thing, Vanderbilt, talking about how times changes, you know, in the 20s, 30s, and even some years in the 40s, Vanderbilt was one of the top teams in the country. So it would be like we were talking about Georgia, Clemson, Alabama right now. That's what Vanderbilt used to be. How about the fact if they beat South Carolina on Saturday, how important is that Georgia game in Athens in October? Because that could be the difference on whether or not, if Vanderbilt somehow would shock Georgia in that game, do you see Vanderbilt losing 2 more conference games this year? I don't. So, that's how important Saturday afternoon is at Vanderbilt Stadium.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that I agree. I mean, that's sort of what I'm getting at in terms of figuring out who these teams are. And even that Vanderbilt win, you can make a case Vanderbilt was a better team on Saturday.
That's what I said. I said those exact words on Monday.
And yet, I'm not sure I'm convinced Notre Dame is a top 10 team. And I mean, to me, they hit some big plays early against Michigan and sort of weathered the storm. So I just think we're still waiting to find the identity of a lot of these teams. You know, if Vanderbilt goes out and actually beats a South Carolina team that I think is very competent, a very good football team, and, you know, they go out there and win by 10 points or something, then all of a sudden, all right, yeah, that Georgia game starts to be intriguing. But, I still need to see Vanderbilt go and win a game first. We've been fooled by Vandy before. You know, K-State was a pretty solid team last year. They beat K-State at home, and then they go and Bama rings up 38 first downs to 3 on them, and it's just a bloodbath. And so I want to see some sort of consistency and Vanderbilt show up and have a big performance when people expect them to. And I think this is that first test this weekend. We didn't know what to expect from Vandy last weekend. All right, good showing. Good work. But now you got an SEC East team coming to town, and a lot of people think it's the second best SEC East team. This is where we really, I think, find out who Vanderbilt is.
You know, now with the second year of the early recruiting and signing period coming up in December, how are the 3 weeks, these first 3 weeks, how has it impacted recruiting for teams that have gotten off to awful starts? And Florida State certainly comes to mind. Southern Cal, you can throw in Arizona and Kevin Sumlin in that mix as well. Has it impacted them in a negative way through these first 3 weeks that you can see?
Not yet, no. I mean, I think, look, Florida State hosted the number one player in the country for an official visit during that Virginia Tech loss. And I believe it was the Virginia Tech loss. It may have been the Stanford game. But either way, Kayvon Thibodeau was in town. And look, that's not what you – that's not the picture you want to paint for him. But typically, we found out that's not really something that impacts a kid's decision. It's sort of a one-game performance. So it's more about, is there, does the program look like it's heading in the right direction? And does there look like there's stability with the coaching staff? And I think in that sense, I still think Florida State's in great shape for a guy like Kayvon Thibodeau. And it's really about, where is the trajectory? Does they start getting better? They start improving? And if so, I don't think it'll impact recruiting at all. I think the more interesting question is for a program like USC, where all of a sudden you start to hear, okay, is there job security questions at hand? And because that will have an impact. That does play a serious part in the decision-making process of a lot of these kids. And if not, I think you find that they typically handle themselves pretty well. I mean, USC got a commitment just this past week from a four-star running back out of San Diego named Keenan Christian. And you know, that's despite a lackluster start to the season. So I think fans get worried about that. They get worried about how a season impacts their recruiting class. And yet I typically find that recruiting classes will be okay as long as coaching staffs continue to have the support of the administration.
Barton Simmons joining us again. So with that same line of questioning, then we have Tennessee hosting Florida, a different type of situation in a matchup, say, compared to a classic game in the 90s, for example. And I bring that up because Tennessee is going to be honoring their national championship team of 98, which that was the squad that beat my Florida State Seminoles for the national title. But so we're talking about two first-year coaches. You know, if they're going out for head-to-head competition for a certain recruit, for example, does a game like Saturday night impact either one from a recruiting standpoint?
You know, I think, again, it's not necessarily wins, losses. It's not necessarily what's the product look like. It's more about, all right, if a kid is a wide receiver, are they using the wide receiver position effectively? Is the quarterback developing? Is the offense looking like something they want to play in? Those sort of things certainly play a role. You know, the atmosphere that is present plays a role. You know, just the game day experience that those kids have. Those are all important. But I very rarely, if ever, do you see a kid that sort of comes in and says, well, they lost and they lost badly, and so I'm kind of taking them off my list, or I'm deciding to, you know, they won and they won badly, and all of a sudden I'm fired up. There's different data points and there's different decision points that they take into account than just wins and losses. And I think that in a lot of cases, they're kind of smart enough to see the big picture, but certainly the experience is important. And the specifics of sort of how the offense is evolving and how players are used are all things that are analyzed.
Barton Simmons, once again, national writer with CBSSports.com for college football, director of scouting as well for 24/7 Sports. Before we let you go, let them know what they can experience when they go to both as far as your football coverage.
Yeah, I mean, the CBS Sports, we got the game previews and lots of stories. We got a 24/7 Sports college football podcast where we break down all the games every week. And then at 24/7 Sports, there's a lot of college football coverage as well as the recruiting coverage to supplement it. So a lot going on both sides.
Hey, as always, we appreciate you, Barton. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, great. Thank you.